מנחם קליין.
So, even though the Shabbos says, "Oh, we are you allowed to buy grapes in Tesco?" I'm not sure if the actual answer will come out, because it's loads of different shittas. But at least we'll know what we're talking about when somebody asks the question. So, most of the comments that I had over the past since Sunday, Monday, Tuesday was, "Why it's cheaper? Why should I buy it? It's cheaper? My money comes first. Or what's the problem of buying in Tesco?" So before we start going into the halacha, whether you have to or there's a mitzvah in doing it or not mitzvah in doing it, first to see, there's a gemara in Bo Mutzir, the Flamed Gimel. The Mishnah says, "Avadusai v'avaydus ovev, avadus akredim." If you have your avaydah and your father's avaydah on the street, you pick up yours first. Why? Because, so the gemara says, how do you know that you have to pick up yours before your father's? Omer avid amarav, omakru eifes kiloye b'chu evyon. That there's not... The Pasuk says that you should be careful that there shouldn't be poor people. You have to be most careful that you shouldn't become oni before somebody else becomes oni. So since the Torah says that, since you see you are abide on the street and somebody else is abide on the street, so why should you lose money and not, obviously you can't do both at the same time, and why should you lose money and your friends should not lose money? So pick up yours. But then the Gemara says, everyone who keeps this memra, so if we like that, Chashon at the end of the day will end up being an Oni. So Rashi says, if you're allowed to, you're allowed to. Why would you end up being an Oni if you keep to it? So Rashi says, Afal pi shelo yehetile ule bakusav, even though the pusik doesn't make you do it, but since you're going to keep on saying that I don't have to, why is his money more important than mine, then you're going to take away from yourself the all of Gemilas Chasodim, all Gemilas Chasodim, it's Nukah, the Sofshe Tzarech Beris, and since you'll lose your attitude towards the Gemilas Chasodim and Tzedakah, then you'll end up needing Tzedakah yourself. That's what Rashi says in Mashu's Masber. Why? Because you're giving ideas for the Sotim. You're saying that I'm going here, I'm going to save £100, rather than going here, because I don't want to become poor. So you're basically giving ideas to the Sotim every time you say it. So that's how Mashu says. It's just, even though you don't have to, you might have to, there's no Issa, but still, one should not do it continuously, because it'll go into this Gemara, which one doesn't want. The Gemara should happen what says here.
So does it only apply if you say it?
Mashu's mashma is only if you say it. But if you think it, then Sultan knows what you think as well, but I don't know. I'm not sure. Mashu's just because you say it, but I probably think... Now let's go back to the main shot. That's just before we start. Then one has to always be careful in Gemilas Chasodim when spending money, that you shouldn't just think that, well, it's more money, why should I give him money? My money. So yeah, because when doing a Gemilas Chasodim, you're saving yourself from becoming poor. Now, where's the shalah start? Where's this whole shalah of buying from Yitzhak? Who says the mitzvah b'chlal? Maybe there's no mitzvah, or might be a chiyav, or might just be a good idea. So the Torah Kahanim in Parshas Bahar, it says in Pusik, "Simchir mimkoy la'maseichu," when you buy anything from when you sell something to another Yid, or kunim la'maseichu, or you buy something from another Yid, then you shouldn't charge him ribas, you shouldn't charge him motor, you shouldn't charge him more than shtis, mekhtos, whatever those things, that's the whole, that's the whole thing there in the pasuk. But the Sefru says, the Torah Kahanim, learns from this pasuk, how do you know that you want to buy something, you want to sell something, you should only buy or sell from a yid? So he says, the pasuk says, not to a goy. So when you want to sell something, If you read what says here, then you should sell it to Yid. If you want to buy something, you should buy from Yid. And the same thing applies to property, and the same thing applies to metaltalin. That's, and the chinuch brings it down in mitzvah shin lamadzayim, and Rashi brings it down in the pusik pashas b'ha. That's where the earliest where the din starts. Now, where do we find it in halacha? Sheikh Nurich and Rambam, no one mentions it. No one mentions anything to do with this halacha and Rambam or Sheikh Nurich. Down till the remote itself and achiever, you don't find it brought down this Teres Kahanim. It's not Sira, because not every Teres Kahanim is brought down in Halacha. Not every Teres Kahanim is literal. What it means is, what it says, then it means Halacha. It could be some good ideas. But the remote in the achievers, there's a famous story of two the two people, the two companies who used to make Svarim. Someone used to do it for years, and another boy came to copy them. There's a famous machlokes between them and massive competition. And the Maram Padva wanted to make money. So how do you make money? He went and how you had to do in those days to make money is you had to pay someone to sit there and type and set the letters, and then you just got loads of papers and copied loads of papers. But yeah, the main work was setting up the osiers. Now to get that done costed a fortune. So the Maram Padva borrowed money and he invested in a Rambam. He set up the whole Rambam and he went to the second guy, the new guy, because he was cheaper. He was trying to make competition, so he was cheaper than the first guy. And he printed all his Rambams, and just before he was about to sell it, the first guy was very angry. Why didn't you come to me? Why did you go to the competition? So he went himself, and obviously he was saving money because he's the boss, and he himself set up the Rambam, and he sold himself the Rambam for much cheaper. He doesn't have to make the money in between what the Maram Padva was making, and obviously he was richer as well. So he wanted to take the common name. So then the Remor he complained to the Remor. He wrote a tshuva to the Remor, and the Remor wrote him back a very long tshuva, simanid, and four reasons why the Maram Padva obviously was publicized. Probably the tshuva looked the way he wrote it. Four reasons why you're not allowed to buy from the goy and you have to buy from the yid. One, because he's a Talmud Chochem and a Chazak Tavoy. Four reasons. Now, the third reason, which the Remor calls Yisoid Hagudel Hashlishi, the third, this is the biggest reason, is this Sifru, that you have to buy from Eid. And he says, the lotion he brings is Benit Nidon Shem Chiev Kal Udom Lekayim Yad Mesecha Mesecha Koedem. You have to do it.
Even if the charge is double.
Wait, now comes, so he says, but look, the goy is charging cheaper. So he brings the Gemara. The Gemara in Bumatzia says, in case of Talvez Ami, says a very good machlokes between Tano and what's tal from case of Talvez Ami. But the Maskun Sagamura there it says that if you have money and either lend it to a goy, or lend it to a yid, or lend it to a goy with rivers, then you should give it to the yid for free. So you can lose £1,000. You can lose £10,000, and still you have to give it to the yid for free. Now, says the Rambam, but there's a difference, because there you're not losing, it's menias rabach. You're taking back from gaining, you're not losing, you're not gonna make a loss on it. Whereas here you're spending an extra £50 over the Rambam, which you wouldn't have spent when you go to the goy. So how do you know that even that? So he brings the Gemara in Kol Shu and in what?
What are you asking about
menias rabach? Giving to a goy for ribbers, not giving to him, it's just menias rabach. You're not spending extra money. So the Gemara Kol Shu and the Gemara Navet Zura.
Because that's his business,
of
lending money. It's still
money. It's still money. It's not losing money. It's not.
Every business money
is rabbi.
When you sell it,
They do ask the question. That's his main business. The Maram Shik says that Taka, if that's his main business, then it's Kedai Chayav. Then doesn't go to Smor. But yeah, okay. But the Maram says the Maisa, maybe money is rabbi makes a difference. So he says no, about it doesn't make a difference because you see in the Gemara Kol Shu. It's also in the Gemara Kol Shu Navay Zura. It says leSochli Kol Navayla the Nochri. You should give either give it to a goy, give it to a ger, or sell it to a goy. Yeah. And who comes first? To give it to the ger. So you have to give it free to the ger, rather than selling it to the goy. So there you see that even it's not minis revach, it's losing money. You have to give it for free. You have a cow here, and it dies, and instead of making the worth of it, then you have to give it for free to the ger. So there's obviously kashas in it, but that's the remote. And from this gemara, the remove was also halacha. He doesn't bring it down in Shachnurach, but in Chivas Rimuach, Simonid, he both knows that there's a Chiyab, even though it costs more, and even though a big difference. And then he finishes off, Ka'agun Allah, Zucha Bedinoi, Yes Michen, Imazimen, Limka is for a Rishonu. Obviously, there's no issue to buy from a goy when the Yid's not selling. So first, the Maram Padva has to sell all his Rambams, and then everyone else, they can buy from the goy for cheaper. And the Tashbetz, which was also earlier, same time, had a very similar opinion about selling. This is buying and selling to a goy to eat. Same idea, and he said it comes out exactly from the same rise in Gemara. They didn't see each other's shiva, but they wrote very, very similar mechra from the same Gemaras. That's where it says, and if you take it more as it says, then it'll be also to go to Tesco, it'll be also to go everywhere, because as no matter how much it costs, it's a mitzvah esther to go there and chiyuv, he says the Remor. The problem is that there's three main kashas with this Remor. And because of those three kashas, all the achronim explain the Remor doesn't mean so literal or whatever. The three main kashas are that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that I mentioned before, and the Pesachim that says that you have to give for free your cow, Tosfos asks the kasha, which Be'etim, that's the main kasha here. The Gemara is in Kol Shor, says that you have to give the get. The Tosfos asks what? So if I have a cow to sell, do I have to give it for free to the goyim to eat? If I have a business and I'm selling cows, every year that comes I have to give him free a cow instead of selling it to a goyim. Why would I have to give for free presents? He says, Tosfos asks, I would have to give everything I own for free to a yidabad or not. So why would I have to give my cow for free to a, why would I have to give my cow for free to a yid, to a ger, instead of him selling it to a goyim? So he says, you don't have to. Since the difference is only something very small, because there wasn't a lot of goyim then. There was very few goyim living between the Eden, and to find the goy was very hard. And since there was so much Nevila, that it was very cheap. The goy paid very cheap for it, because if you wouldn't sell it to me for pennies, I'd go to the next Yid who has Nevila. So then it wasn't worth anything. So for that much, come with pretas, Tosfos says, Tosfos, then Avada, and for the gay again, it's worth a lot of money, because the mouth is a full cow. It's a full cow of meat. So then since it's for the, you're not going to lose that much money, and you're giving someone worth of a lot of money, then give it to the, better give it to the gay, then what, where's the removal coming from? If Tosfos is right, okay, there are different ways in Rishonim to understand the Gemara, but Tosfos Akhapanum says that since there's only a small difference, and since the yeet's getting a major benefit out of it, then so why in the case of the Rambam, where the difference was however much it was with the Tashbits, the difference was quite a bit, why would I have to support the yeet? It's the same as giving a present. Wherever yeet comes, I have to give him £10 present. Why should I spend an extra £10 in a shop just because he's more expensive? That's one kasha. That's the Achronim ask the kasha. The Chofetz Chaim, the Avzraim, they ask the kasha on the Rambam. The next kasha is in the Gemara there's a Gemara Baba Kama, Baba Mitzia, and in two places in Baba Kama about Bar Mitzvah. It's brought in Mechaba, Simekip Ein Hai, Pesach Bar Mitzvah. Why does it, there's an obvious halacha in Bar Mitzvah, if you have a Suda and you want to sell it to a Goy or to a Yid, you should obviously sell it to a Yid over a Goy, because the Goy is going to ruin your Sudas and you have to try to sell it to a Yid. Now, says Mechaba, that's only if the Yid planning to pay the same price as the goy is planning to pay the same price as the yeet planning to pay. But if the goy is planning to pay more, then there's a machlokes Rishonim, even if you know he's going to ruin it or not be mazikit. But if you don't know his kavanos lahazik, then you don't have to sell it to the yeet, you can sell it to the goy, because he's paying more. So there's an obvious theory to the remor. He's paying more, but what happened to that of in the hills of Ametra, Simon, Keep Einheit. Sude, you want to sell your house, so you should sell it to a Yid over a Goy, but that's only if the Loshon Mechaba is.
Same price.
Only if it's the same price. If so there on the page, you say if it's that small difference, that doesn't really make a difference to you, maybe not, but if it's something that you care about, the amount of difference that you care about, then about you can sell it to the Goy instead of to the Yid. So, it's another kasha on the remote, which is they also ask the kasha, and the third kasha is from the Gemara that I started off with, Ephes Kliyeh Yuchu Evnim. But I have £50 in my pocket, why should he have it, not me? If I go to the Goy, I'm going to save £20 and the Yid shouldn't have it, so why should I worry about the Yid should have the £20, why should I not worry, I should have the £20? Ephes Kliyeh Yuchu Evnim, Lechulka Leshal Kalalim. There are, if the Pnei Shia asks the question, but if you can't answer that Gemara, and that Gemara is quite easy to answer, but the Maaseh, there's three obvious kashas. Now, because of this, the Chofetz Chaim and the Chikr Leiv, both say that the Rambam never meant a chiyuv; he meant the mitzvah. Avada is no chiyuv. It doesn't answer well. There are questions, but that's how they want to learn. The Chofetz Chaim and Havel Chesed brings it down. There's taka no chiyuv. It's a makam of mitzvah if you do it. That's how the Chofetz Chaim wants to say, and there's other chivas. There are other chivas for him that don't bring down the Rambam at all. Just bring down the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. Somebody asked him a question. Somebody asked a few Chivim, Divrei Yehosef, and Ba'am Moshe brings it down. A few other Chivim for him that asks, just bring Tosfos in Avodah Zarah and say, if I want to get a builder to build my house, a painter. He said, and do I have to take a Yiddish painter or can I take a Goyish painter? So he said, since Tosfos in Avodah Zarah says that nowadays we do business with Goyim, and there's a lot of Goyim around, and no, I can take a Goyish painter, because that's the normal case, and if you're saving money, it's not like a little Kamal Priest is like in Nevela. And they pass like that. They don't bring the Rimu or the Tashbit, but they're passing like that. So there are Achrim that don't even, that nowadays it's not relevant anymore, since all our make money go up with it. Now the Chasam Sofer.
What's the difference if there's a lot of Goyim around?
So Tosfos says, since there's a lot of Goyim around, then it's common to do So then it's common to do with the goyim, and the price is of the goy is better. If there's only one goy and everyone has to use him, then the difference between a goy and a yid would be cheaper. Balavela, if you'd have to sell something to a goy, dafka to a goy, or then the levala to a goy, then the market price would go down very low. That's what Tosis says. And since the yid is going to earn a lot of it, then the gay is going to earn a lot of it, you have to give it to him. But nowadays, since all our mechamim comes with the goy, he says, so you'll understand it better after Chasofa. So Chasofa says, what they're trying to say is Chasofa to Passons, he asks all the questions to Ramu. He says that Ramu never meant to say that when you want to buy, wherever you want to buy a car, or anything, or house, you should buy it from. There's a kasha, wherever you want to buy, you should buy it from Yid. Only something that the Yid was relying on Eden to buy, like a Rambam, or maybe grape juice, or kosher items, where the Yid only interest was to sell it to the Eden, so then you're ruining his business. But if he's selling houses, or whatever he's selling, then he's selling it same to the goy, as the Yid, and so there's no the chassid passes halacha. There's no problem of going to a goy when you're buying something that the yid sells it to goyim as well, and the goy sells it to Eden and goyim alike. If the goy is selling something that he's only attracting Eden, he's selling a Rambam. The goy is selling Rambams, or the goy is selling something for Pesach. So in another case is they came up with a special syrup which is kushla Pesach, which is much cheaper than the Eden. Then there would be a problem because you're underknocking the goyim, the Eden. But since it's something, let's say somebody who sells houseware stuff, and a goy can come to the shop just as he can come to the shop. Definitely, if they sell it online or whatever, or even an electrician or whatever, the since business is done with Yidin and goyim together, then there's no problem of taking Yid or taking a goy, because the Yid is trying to attract the same people that the goy is trying to attract, and that he'll have business in any case. It's not like no one's going to buy their own if everyone buys from the goy. Now, that's how other custom, and the only person that's mamash meikel, in every case, is Ramosh Shtemuch brings down Korban Aharon, which it says in the Malbim as well, come up word for word of the Korban Aharon says, on the Sifru, the Korban Aharon says that this whole, the Loshon he says, is B'kmash v'lom v'zeh aitza toiva, sh'lo yehudam noise v'noisim v'anlik noise v'anlimkoir, elu imam isoi. Why? Because he's going to cheat you, he's going to steal money from you. When you do it with Yid, you know who you're dealing with, hopefully, and he's going to as a goy, he can steal money from you, he can fop you as well. So that's just Aitza Toiva. The Korban Aharon and the Malbim, and you could say other unfortunate Rashi, explain Rashi as well like that, so maybe it's not Mechich, but they can be. That's only Aitza Toiva. There's no Chiyav, no Mitzvah, nothing at all. That's how the Korban Aharon ends, and Ramosh Shtemuch passes la'alucha like that. And the Minchas Yitzchok, la'alucha is very, he doesn't know what to do because he has all the kashan on the Ramu, and he stays, and maybe only the small difference, or shtis, or uni, usha is very, very specific in the end how to pass him. He doesn't come out clear what to do. And so then it's up to everyone has to ask their roof what to do in every case. But I don't think that there's anyone who holds the mitzvah that there's actual chiyuv to go to a yid shop over Tesco to buy grape juice or matzahs. And unless you know, like the Chasam Sofer that holds that if it's doing a yid item, i.e. matzahs and grape juice, then there might be a chiyuv to go to a yid shop because they're only selling it to Eden. And the Chofetz Chaim says that would make a big difference. The Chofetz Chaim says that if the goy is charging below market price and he's charging market price, then there might be a yid to go to the goy. Because you're not saving money, you're not losing money, you're saving money. And that chesed, the Chofetz Chaim says maybe there should be a chiyuv to buy from Yid because you're buying at normal price.
The goy is cheaper, you're saving money.
Yeah, but if the goy is market price and Yid's over market price, then they could understand. The Chofetz Chaim says you can understand that you're saving money. You're saving money. But if below market price, then you might.
How are you saving money?
What do you mean?
It's still also called saving.
It's saving money, but you're getting the item for cheaper than it's worth. You don't want to buy the same item. That's how he passes out Lofa. And then he says that if the goy's intention is to be mazik the Yid money, which I don't think Kesko are trying, maybe they are trying to take away the customers from, I don't know. But then it's a different case.
The keeps the prices down, but they keep the prices down, the shops keep the prices down.
Yeah, they're helping us.
Yeah, it is.
couple of them.
Square. When